Initially, everything is difficult, but with practice, it becomes my heart ka khel. It becomes easy. When we were children, even to turn over the side, we needed practice. And then when we wanted to stand up, we tried with all our effort, bam, we fell down. But neither did our parents get disappointed. They knew it's a part of the learning process. The first day they had become disappointed, and the whole world would have remained safe. It is important to understand that it is a process. Some people, they expect quick results. Other people, when they don't find the kind of results they expected, they become dejected. But we must remember that in this process, we need to slowly progress. I was reading the experience of Pat Riley, one of the most successful basketball coaches. So when the Los Angeles Lakers had lost for 2 years in succession to Boston Celtics, the second year they had put in their best efforts, till they lost. So the coach said, now they are totally demoralized because they tried their very best and they lost. So he said, all right, now next year, let's do like this. All of you, improve in these five skills, 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%. This much you all can do. If you do that, each of you will have improved 5%. And together, we will have improved 65%. They said, yeah, that's practical. 1% we can definitely improve. And that gave them a positive objective. And next time they did it, they actually won. So if you think, you know, I have to become a saint in one day, then I did not become a saint. Oh my God, I'm a sinner. You try and improve 1% every day. That much you can do. Yeah, that much I can do. So just keep improving 1%. And very soon we'll be transformed. We'll be a different person. So, as in the world, so also in spirituality. Practice. One of the most inspiring self-transformation books is the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. He decided that he must improve himself. What to do? He analyzed. These are the 13 areas on which I need to work. So he said, all right, if I try and work on all 13 together, it will never happen. Let me focus every week on one area. He drew up the chart, he gives it in his book. And this time I will focus on this. I must learn to be patient. Next week I'll focus on this. So in 13 weeks he had endeavored on all 13 points. Then he would repeat again from week one and go again one cycle. Then again one cycle. So in 1 year he's covered those 13 points. 13 into 4, 52, 4 times. And that is how by practice we reach that state. So in the same way, we also, by repeated practice, we will slowly and surely steady the mind in God. Initially, everything is difficult, but with practice, it becomes my heart ka khel. Left hand's play. It becomes easy. When we were children, even to turn over the side, we needed practice. It did not come automatically. And then when we wanted to stand up, we tried with all our effort, bam, we fell down. But neither did our parents get disappointed. Oh, my child has fallen. Now he will never be able to stand up. They knew it's a part of the learning process. So having fallen a few times, we were able to stand, then we endeavored to walk, then we started running, and then some people ran so well, they got gold medals in their school and college and state, and some even reached the Olympics. Now on the first day, if they had become disappointed, humse to nahi hoga, then the whole world would have remained sitting. So it was the practice that led to proficiency. The example is given of Madhusudan Saraswati. Madhusudan Saraswati was an Advaiti. So he used to go around engaging in scriptural debate, Shastrarth, and he would defeat people. So once in Kashi, he met a Mahatma. The Mahatma said, Madhusudan, when you defeat somebody, do you get a thrill or happiness? Yes. And if you get defeated by somebody, sometimes you feel bad? Yes. So if you are experiencing this material happiness and distress from material victory and material defeat, then you are not a Brahman Jnani. Where is the Brahma Jnana? You are talking about Brahma Jnana, but you are on the platform of the Sukh Dukh. And you are only increasing your pride by going around engaging in scriptural debate. Madhusudan, although he had pride, he was sincere. And sincerity is our insurance policy that lets us know our defects. So he said, then, how will I tackle with this? So the Mahatma, he said, look, go and engage in bhakti, in devotion to God. That will cleanse your heart. So Madhusudan, he resolved to do exactly that. He went off to Vrindavan. And he sat there and engaged in bhakti. After 1 year of bhakti, he did not get darshan of Sri Krishna. So he became nirash, disappointed. He said, "Arey kya sab bekar hai, kuch nahi hoga, it's all useless." So he was going off. Now when he was about to leave from Vrindavan, there was another Mahatma sitting. Mahatma said, Madhusudan, you got disappointed in 1 year's time? Madhusudan said, how do you know? Who are you? No, I am somebody God sent. So Madhusudan said, what should I do? Can you help me get darshan of Sri Krishna? So Mahatma said, look, I cannot help you get darshan of Sri Krishna, but I have a ghost, a bhoot. Will you have darshan of the bhoot? Madhusudan said, you know, if I can't have darshan of Sri Krishna, then let me have darshan of the bhoot itself. You tell me your sadhana. So Mahatmaji taught him the sadhana to have darshan of the bhoot. Madhusudan returned and he sat for 1 year to do that sadhana. But he did not even have darshan of the ghost. So again he was coming out. Now Mahatmaji was still there. He said, come, beta, what happened? Maharaj, even your sadhana did not work. So Mahatmaji called the ghost. He said, why did you not give him darshan? The ghost said, Maharaj, I want to give him darshan. But when I get close, I start getting burned. There's so much of effulgence inside him that I start getting burned. Hearing that, Madhusudan realized that my sadhana is bearing results. I have not reached 100%, but something is happening. So he got encouraged and he decided, all right, now I will go and do it. So he went back. It is said that he sat down there for 3 years and did sadhana. Finally, Sri Krishna gave him darshan. When Sri Krishna gave darshan, Madhusudan turned his head. I will not look at you. Mood off. Sri Krishna said, wait, what is this problem? I am giving you darshan and your mood is off. Madhusudan said, why did you take so long? Sri Krishna showed him the mountains of pap, of sin. Look, all this, your past karmas of endless lifetimes of death, all this got burnt off with your devotion. And then I came and gave you darshan. So it is a process. It is not a unit step function. I was here and here now. Similarly, the conquest of the mind will be through slow and steady practice.